Carrie, yes.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for hopping on this Zoom call with me really fast. We are not having a new Leadership Vision podcast this week because it's the 4th of July week. But I thought I would just ask you real quickly, what is your family doing for the 4th, Carrie?
Well, I did order us some new 4th of July type outfits.
Ooh, red, white, Trevor, and blue something?
Yes, some okay. conglomeration of that. Trevor is getting a new t-shirt with a flag on it.
Nice.
Yep, I got the girls some new dresses and some new hair twisties, and they are very excited about this.
Okay. Is Minnesota doing fireworks?
I genuinely have no idea. You know, honestly, oftentimes our 4th of July is a little frantic as we try to see all the families. It's kind of another one of those like summer holidays that is lovely, but we're often with my dad at the lake and then we try to get back to see, you know, my husband's family and all the things.
I thought you were supposed to reserve that hecticness for like Thanksgiving and Christmas, not the 4th of July, Carrie.
Thanksgiving is our holiday where we do not travel.
So okay.
That is the one where we don't go anywhere. If you want to see us, come to us.
Smart.
You are welcome at our table at Thanksgiving, but we don't leave the house for like 4 days.
Okay.
So 4th of July doesn't fall in that.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm kind of okay if we just stay here and barbecue and play outside and, like you said, kind of take it slow.
That sounds a lot like what our family is doing. Our family isn't doing anything on the 4th, but the week after the 4th, we rented a house in Central Oregon, kind of in the middle of nowhere. And we're going to be pretty secluded for 5 days.
Good for you.
And do you want to hear what our packed schedule includes?
Yes.
It includes
sleeping in late.
Sleeping in.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me back up. Going to bed early. Sleeping in. Going for long walks and bike rides. So this place we're staying has like, I don't know, 40 miles of paved bike trails. There's all these trails that go, it's Central Oregon is somewhat mountainous, so it's like, I don't know, 1,200 feet elevation. There's just all these trails and these beautiful mountain vistas, and there's a big lake and a river. And we're just going to go on long bike rides, play in the wide open spaces, not be around people, and just unplug.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we're going to take this week off from our regularly scheduled programming. And we have an episode the week after about this book. It's called Two Mountains, The Quest for a Moral Life. And it's basically about how there's like four areas of commitments in our life, family, faith, community, and something else I'm blanking on right now.
Work? Would that be the...
Yes, thank you. So let me read this. So it's a commitment to a spouse or family, commitment to a vocation, a philosophy or faith, and to a community. And so, Carrie, I don't know if you remember, because it's kind of gotten all thrown off, but at the beginning of the year, we were going to do like once a month a podcast around something that we had read or watched or listened to, or basically some piece of information out in the world, and then apply our strengths-based lens to it. And so we're doing it here with this book. We recorded this a while ago. But so that'll be coming out next week. So thank you for taking time to help me record this announcement. Bit of programming note here. I'm not sure what we call it.
Filler.
Filler. That's perfect. Carrie, have a great 4th of July, and we'll be back with new episodes on July 6th.
I can't wait. Thanks,
Yay!
Ethan.
You're welcome. Okay. Bye.